Like us.
We're quite needy.
And comment on everything we post on Facebook.
Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire.
Now get off Facebook
and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Is it penis or
not?
Nuts?
It is not nuts.
Oh, it's penis.
Oh, yeah.
I know we were discussing that.
I don't know
yesterday, but now I like
said
that clip.
With a great deal of pleasure in your voice.
I did.
Oh, it's just what I wanted.
I did. Oh, it's. I don't know why I was confused. They are two different things.
It's just what I needed.
It must have been dark, Craig. Was it dark? I don't remember. I don't remember that. Where that came from?
The penis?
Yeah. No. why I couldn't tell the difference? Yeah. Why I couldn't tell the difference?
What are you talking about, man?
Mm-hmm.
Born on this date, however, alive now.
Uh-oh.
At the age of 93, Dick Van Dyke.
Man, I love Dick Van Dyke. Does he make a cameo in the new Mary Poppins?
I think so, yeah.
I think he does.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Not that
any of us will see it.
No. Your daughter don't want to see it?
No.
No.
Right. Actually, you know what? I think she did say she... Like, the trailer was on TV. She's like, you know, I do kind of want to see that. And I went, no, please?
Call me when they remake Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I'm all over it.
Maybe Grandma will take you to that one.
No, but I do remember that one. I like that one as a kid. As a kid. Not now.
I got no desire to have to sit through that.
Oh, God, no. Plus, you'd hate that. What? You would hate Mary Poppins.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
It'd be a hoot.
No, it wouldn't.
I hope she wants to go.
Like I say, maybe Grandma will want to step up and take that.
I was going to say, can't you put the mind meld on her and say, well, that's one that Mom would like to take you to.
Right.
No, I don't think even Mom would want. Now, I don't know. My wife's was kind of, well, that might be fun. Okay, you guys have a good time.
Oh, let them go. Don't go.
Have a good time.
Don't go to that. Congratulations. Dick is how old now?
93.
Old Dick.
Is he in good health?
I wouldn't put him on the Deadpool. Remember, he's got like a wife that's 65 or 60 or 55.
He's still kicking.
Yeah. Every time you see him, he's active, talking, hanging out.
When's the last time you've seen him, though?
Oh, I saw him in interviews within the past year somewhere, yeah. And if he just did this movie, even a cameo, you know.
Yeah, I didn't hear about them having to prop him up.
I wouldn't waste a pick on a 93-year-old Dick Van Dyke. He doesn't seem like an old 93.
Right, but you never know with these people.
That's a long...
Because at any point in time, any of us could fall over.
Yes. I was having a conversation with a guy last night about that.
I have an idea where he lives. I could knock on the door and ask neighbors.
Dick Van Dyke, that's right. Yeah. He lives up there in the hills, right?
Carefree Arizona,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
when you Google Dick Van Dyke health, the first article that comes up is how Dick Van Dyke, Betty White, and Carl Reiner stay vital into their 90s.
Yeah, and Reiner's older than Dick.
I think Betty White's older than that, too.
Oh, yeah.
She's 95, I think.
Yeah.
Older than Dick.
Mel Brooks, too. He's up in his 90s and still kicking.
Yeah. But once again, though, it doesn't matter how healthy you are. That's old as dirt. And I wouldn't waste a pick on
For
Dick
Deathpool purposes.
Yes.
There's no reason to probably put them on a list.
Right. Bob Barker looks a little shaky. He mentioned him the other day. He's 95, right?
Yeah, he's been in the hospital.
That was back pain.
For back pain and broken ribs and whatnot, right. Not necessarily because he's nigh unto death.
Yeah, but back pain and broken ribs can take down a guy a lot younger than that.
It does. Well, it takes a toll.
And also, Kirk Douglas is well over 100 now, and he's in bad shape, stroked out 20
years
ago.
But he has been in bad shape for years.
Still the better century pick than the other guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't play. It's cause,
exactly.
I don't play. I just commentate.
All right, we got guys delusion me with science.
What?
How about your football and golf ball?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, it's
science.
It's a lower drag coefficient because of thinner air.
Right.
And I'm thinking, it's less gravity.
Yeah, you were thinking less gravity.
Yeah, the human body is not as aerodynamic
as a football, a ball.
Golf ball, a baseball.
Baseball, right.
And it spends a lot more time
I love a scientist
hanging
chick,
in the air.
Right.
I don't know if it's scientists, but it's guys who know their science.
Right.
Science.
Schmience.
So I'll take them at their word, because I'm still one of the last remaining fans of science. We are going to find out the latest inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a little bit later on today.
Pretty soon here, huh?
Yeah. I was talking off the air. I hate this. I hate this. I hate it. I hate the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's just stupid. I want to go visit because I want to see the. I want to see all the. I just think these things are stupid. I think rap should not be in there. Artists that that are new, younger than the ones that inspired them are not in it. It drove me crazy that there are rock bands that are in there that were inspired by more famous older rock bands mm-hmm. that aren't in it.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say more famous because obviously the newer bands are pretty famous, and then they should all be in, but in order. And I also think if this thing would have been started in the mid-70s instead of the mid-80s, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or the mid-60s, a lot of these bands would be in.
Oh, absolutely. Because
it wouldn't be like, oh, that band's so uncool now. Who cares they're uncool? They sold out stadiums. Grand Funk Railroad, for example.
Oh.
People, not in it.
Amazing.
They were the highest grossing band for like 3 years in the mid-70s. That's just one band I could mention.
I did see that Def Leppard won the fan vote.
Def Leppard should get in.
But that's the fan vote is literally like one vote of the whole like 400 or 500 votes that go to figure
like
this thing
out. Cool J's on the list this year for people. Give me a break.
Our problem is the definition
of rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
But even then, if you do add all those other, if you're going to add the rap in there, still go back and add all the rock bands first.
Sure.
Do all that. I mean, the rock bands.
But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has become kind of a misnomer with all the hip hop groups.
It's
in
right
there now.
It's just Pop Music Hall of Fame.
It is, and that's what it is. That's what it should be.
Right.
Rock, rap, hip hop, top 40.
I'm watching the interview, the big interview with Little Steven Van Zandt. Really good too. It's excellent. But
it's just in town.
They were. I know. I heard it was a great show.
Yeah.
And it didn't get a lot of pub. I don't even think they advertised.
I tried to chase him down, never got any...
No, it wasn't our fault.
Never got any response.
I heard no commercials, and I talked to two guys who were actually there, and they said it was one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But they didn't buy commercials.
Was it sold out?
No, hell no.
Oh, no. Okay.
Nothing. So, long story short there, he's on the... Rather's talking to him about how he got the role as Silvio in The Sopranos. Never acted before. David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, saw him induct... the Rascals into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997. Just was flipping through the channels and saw the induction. And they were showing it. And he just, great. He's talking about these Jersey boys, the Rascals, how he grew up loving them, blah, blah, blah. And he just looks like a mobster when he's doing it. And he said, you're going to be an actor. He goes, I never act. He turned down the gig originally. He said, no.
I want you to. He just liked his presentation.
He liked his presentation. Said, I'm going to give you this role and run with it. And he did.
All right, if I have to act.
Yeah, if I have to act, exactly.
I gotta go.
In one of the most transformational series of all times, you know.
Right, if I must.
If I must, right.
Isn't that wild?
It is crazy.
You'll be pleased to know that Post Malone.
No, I won't. My kids like this crap.
He's right.
Yeah, but I won't. I know it's about Crocs, right?
Yes.
What?
Crocs are big with the kids again.
What?
Yeah,
Post Malone.
Well, not my son. Girls. I see a lot of girls in Crocs now.
What?
Post Malone is beating his own record after his latest collaboration with Crocs sold out in under 10 seconds. He just released a limited edition signature yellow pair.
Eight people could fit in one of Puss's Crocs. You could float across a lake.
Oh, Cubans would use it to get to Miami.
You got 15 boats, right? What are yours, 14?
14.
14.
14.
So now pairs are being resold on the eBay and other websites for a much higher price. Yep.
Can you walk across lakes in them?
Small farm ponds, yes.
Because, you know, you're wearing a couple small canoes.
Small farm ponds. You can run right across.
The first set of Crocs that Post Malone released last month sold out in 10 minutes. This time it was 10 seconds.
Jeez.
How many pair did you get?
Didn't even hear about them. But, you know, kids are into their own thing. I know Crocs are big. And I know my kids, my daughter loves Post Malone. And he's, that's what I'm looking for. He sucks.
When did they,
I'm serious. I've heard the music. It's so brutally bad.
When did they first come on the scene? The Crocs.
Early 2000s or so?
Yeah, they're making a but that was like adult men wearing them back then.
Oh, yeah.
And you look like a douchebag if you were to.
I'm proud to say I've never had a pair of Crocs on.
I would never. They look like, you look like an idiot. Now, young girls are into it now. I think that's what it's made for. But grown men, when they were hot, you'd see them.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, are they comfortable?
They're slip-ons. That's
here.
All. Yeah.
I actually saw a friend of ours who I will not name because this is really embarrassing. I saw him golfing in a pair of golf spiked Crocs at
a
tournament.
Make spiked Crocs.
They did at one point, and he had a pair of them on and was golfing in them.
You could tell us off the air.
Yes.
The audience wouldn't know who he is, is he?
Does he still live in
town?
He still lives
in town.
The audience wouldn't know who he is, right?
Yes, they would.
Oh. So he's a radio guy.
No, he's a friend of ours. Been on the show.
Is he on the show every day?
No. Petey has talons. He doesn't need the golf Crocs.
That guy,
No. Petey golfs barefoot.
He's a barefooter.
And I don't think he even wears Crocs. Man, that's going to bug me now. Comedian?
I'll just write it down and bring it in to you.
Yeah. You don't want to be the guy that says it out loud?
I had a buddy of mine who wore those. But he lived in Arizona. Said they were comfortable.
You know what? Comfortable too. Flip flops. Wear those. I mean, I don't get it.
Never appealed to me.
Flip flops aren't comfortable either.
No, I don't wear those.
Not really.
I hate them. Plus, they're ugly. Man feet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to mention his name. He's cool. Yeah.
Well, that day he wasn't.
I'm not going to mention this guy.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's an older mentor of ours. I'm not going to do that. He's a good dude.
I think you should give him up.
Nope. I'd see him once in a while.
Yeah, we'll call him out when he visits next time.
Kimberly Clark is recalling.
He's a movie star. I'll give the audience that. He's a movie star.
Okay.
Well, that really narrows it down.
That's why I'm not saying the name. He's a movie star friend of ours, and we don't have any of those.
So that really narrows it down.
Yes. We've talked to movie stars, but none of them are friends. This guy is.
Kimberly Clark is recalling Kotex tampons that may cause infections. The Food and Drug Administration says a defect in some of the products sold could cause them to unravel or come apart.
Did you throw yours away, puss?
Consumers who purchased the U by Kotex Sleek tampons regular absorbency.
Hold it. If it's a, they're called yew. That's how you say. That's how you pronounce that.
No, not EWW.
No, yew.
It is the yew.
There is some
as in
yew.
The yew. Customers who purchased the yew by Kotex Sleek tampons regular absorbency should stop using the product immediately and call Kimberly Clark's consumer service team during normal business hours for more information.
So, guys, if you're headed out, you're being the good guy and buying the tampons, don't buy the
we're not going to know.
Regular absorbency.
How many of us have been in that aisle and called back to the wife? What size, what kind?
Send me a picture of the box.
That's it. Yeah.
Some women using the product have needed medical treatment for irritation, injuries, and infections.
Well, he's right the first time. I want to see this fit. Send me a picture of the box.
Yeah. Send me a picture of the box. You first.
By the way, Craig, you should have done the story first. There's somebody probably popped one in an hour ago and didn't hear the
I wasn't here an hour ago either.
Good point. Good point. Now you tell me, Craig, as you're riding to work with one inserted.
Slicing you up, I guess.
Throwing it out the window. Here goes that one. Now. Pop.
Yeah, it comes in kind of a purple box.
Yes, it does.
I'm looking at a picture of it.
Yeah, I can't, some guy who, cares about his significant other.
Right.
Doesn't want her to have an infected vagina.
Right. Yeah, he can call her and say, look, you were obviously on the rag last night.
Yeah.
What were you using this one?
Say obviously, too, by the way. They love it. You're obviously on the rag.
Really? That'll help.
It helps every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
And this one
How many times do you ever do this when they mention that it's that time and you kind of go, that makes sense. You say it like that. You say it low. That makes kind of sense.
You go,
oh, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was me for the past day and a half, but apparently it was you. You.
No, it's still you.
Well, that makes sense.
And you always got to get specific instructions if you're going to the store to pick some up for them.
Oh, I've done it.
Right. Because if you pick up the super absorbent ones, sometimes they get offended.
Extra wide, too.
Well, I thought you were a bleeder.
Yeah.
Now, this one, I'm looking at the box again. It's a sleek-looking box, and it just says U. There's
yes,
a U
it is
shape.
A sleek-looking box.
And it appears, you know, it's one of those plastic. It looks like a small screwdriver.
Okay.
Because it's got an extension on it. So don't buy those. Until they get that.
The ones with screwdrivers?
Yeah. Until they get the.
I only partially heard that.
That's a screwdriver. Come with it. You know, like they, you know, you buy stuff with other products. Oh, yeah. I've seen those. I know what they look like. They're applicators, yeah.
Yeah. That's what they call them. I call them screwdrivers.
Puss calls them butt plugs.
Well, several of them.
Yeah, he's going to need more than one.
Yeah, he's going to have to put some together.
To satisfy that.
As long as they're soaked in vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're talking.
Damn right.
Oxford Dictionaries has chosen the word toxic as its annual word of the year. They say that the sheer scope of its application has made it the standout choice.
Right, because it applies
toxic
more.
Toxic environment, toxic administration, sure. Things like that. Yeah.
It's not just toxic shock anymore.
No, not
right.
At all.
Strictly, very good.
Yeah, good time.
Strictly defined as poisonous, Oxford Dictionary says that its research shows that this year more than ever people have been using toxic to describe a vast array of things, situations, concerns, and events.
Yeah, no, mostly just one thing.
Yeah, but it bleeds over into other stuff.
That's toxic. They're talking about the toxicity of plastics, for instance.
Yeah, but nobody really, you don't think about that as much. You think,
well,
this,
sure we do.
This
we
is a
think
toxic
of microplastics
situation. I think
and nanoplastics.
I know. Yeah, but I'm more about the term using it in the situations.
Well, you.
A toxic environment.
Yeah,
but they say that it has been used so much, not just in the way you're thinking of it, in other places as well. They say people have reached for the word to describe workplaces, schools, cultures, relationships, and stress. The Me Too movement has put the spotlight on toxic masculinity. Whereas in politics, more broadly, the word has been applied to the rhetoric, policies, agendas, and legacies of leaders in government. So, toxic, the word of the year.
That means it's overused, too, then.
It might be.
Right.
Zachary Burdick is going to trial, or
who's
he may be in trial now. You may remember him out of Mandan, North Dakota. He's the gentleman who jumped into the holy water fountain at the church and
masturbated, right?
Got in the water, fondled himself at the Spirit of Life Church there.
Did it work?
After exposing, how do you mean?
Oh, did it cure his penis?
Did it save his soul?
I don't think so. After exposing himself. He is said to have pleasured himself while pointing his manhood in the direction of the altar. At the time, there was an At the time, there was an educational program for children ages 3 to 9 taking place.
Oh, man. Oh, they got a great story.
Especially that's not the education they wanted.
None of the kids saw this, but many of the parishioners did. The priest conducting mass told police that Burdick dipped his rear end into the holy water fountain and splashed around a bit.
Little holy bidet.
Yeah, another witness, a 68-year-old guy, said that Burdick entered the sanctuary with his, quote, machinery hanging out and was pumping himself, he said. Police confronted Burdick, who said he was tweaking on the meth. And
I was going to say, isn't that your defense? Sorry, mercy of the court, meth.
And he, he said that... the cops said that Mr. Burdick appeared to be under the influence of the drugs at the time.
Yeah, methyl
do. The police officer said that he asked Zachary about the masturbating and told him that he can't do that in front of others. And
hey,
Zachary replied, especially in church.
Give us a pump it, Jesus.
Yeah.
No.
Pump it, Jesus.
No.
So he got his ass baptized.
Yeah.
Literally.
Did they clean the water out then?
Well, they say that that's going to have to be cleaned and sanitized. That would cost about $500, they figured at the time.
What?
Does it have to be re-blessed?
No, you just scrub it, man, and pour some new holy crap in there.
Yeah,
that holy crap will cost you $500 or so, or $490, so $10 going to the rest of it.
Somebody's getting screwed for their holy water.
Yeah, I know.
And it's out of the tap, usually?
Sounds to me like they're overcharging for holy water.
For, well, they're cleaning the...
Yeah,
ass was in the thing.
Yeah, you just scrub it.
Yeah.
Scrub it with the pine saw
or whatever. Can't possibly.
Is that what you'd say about Todd's knife?
Oh, his poop knife?
Well, yeah.
That's back in the drawer. I probably used it already.
But still, that's not what you say about that.
I understand, but what scrubbing it is sanitizing it. Taking all the water out, scrubbing it up with soap and water, hardcore.
So if we were to scrub up Todd's knife, we'd be fine.
No.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, it's just junk, and that's a poop knife.
Yeah. Oh, he had his ass in there.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but it's
was it a dirty ass?
Still shouldn't cost $500.
Oh, if it was on meth, it's a dirty ass.
$500
to
clean it.
You don't ingest the holy water, do you?
You assume I'd ever be at a church.
They splash it on you once in a while.
Yeah, but you don't ever like drink it, do you?
I'm not aware of that, but I don't know.
So there would be the difference for me. Well, the knife is used to cut your food that you eat.
Right.
The holy water,
as opposed
water,
to wiping it all over you.
But you're not supposed to grab a glass of it. You know, dip your cup in and chug it down.
Right. No, but you're supposed to put it on you.
Wow. Whatever. You got that's.
I just think you could have got done less than $500.
Well,
imagine it cost some company.
I'm not a font cleaner. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Good point.
I think
you had those. Did you have one in your dad's church?
No.
No, because they weren't Catholic.
That,
right?
Correct.
Right. Exactly. All right, so
I wouldn't know.
No,
we never had the font cleaning.
I would get a couple of more bids.
And then, here you go, Father. I could do that for about $500.
I would also recognize that there's really not much to do in Mandan, so I really don't blame the guy.
For tweaking.
Oh yeah,
tweaking and masturbating at the church.
You tweak.
That's a weekend.
You dip your ass in some holy water and you masturbate.
Yeah,
that's a good weekend in Mandan.
Damn
right. That's a good weekend anywhere
here.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.